following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. Last episode ever?
No. Just for this year.
My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host, if you don't already know that. And this guy over here, my hetero life mate, Jason Bruno.
I like that.
Little Jay and Silent Bob Steele.
Yeah. How you doing, man? How was your Christmas?
It was good, man. How was your Christmas?
It was great, man. I got to reveal to our family, and I can say it on the podcast now, that me and my wife actually are having a child. So nice. That's very exciting. We got to tell our family on Christmas Eve, and it was awesome. I have a video up of telling my in-laws.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to go live on Instagram. I did a little test earlier and it worked, but for some reason it's not working now. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it
happened. Not a big deal. Did you get anything cool for Christmas? Besides a baby?
I got the Xbox X series or something, the new Xbox.
Nice.
That was my big gift. I'm buying myself Royal Rumble tickets tomorrow, so that's like gonna be my gift to myself. So
nice,
boys going to the Royal Rumble. I won't be sitting close, man. Fucking tickets are fucking expensive.
Nice. Stat says congratulations,
baby Jebediah.
Baby Jebediah again.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. So I got a cool little gift from Haley.
What's that?
So she got me this from New York when she went.
That is cool, man. That is pretty dope.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty much the only gift I got, and I'm super excited about it, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's cool, man. Because like, what that shows me is that she knows what you're doing. She is in tune with you and your hobbies.
Yeah, exactly.
So she can say, you know, fuck you, dad, and all this shit, and say you're a bad dad.
But no, she never says the F word.
No, let's get that not straight. not in your presence, at least.
No, you know, she doesn't. I believe her when she said she doesn't. She's a pretty straight and narrow type kid.
All right. Well, so every time she gets flipped with you, I'll say, because I hear it sometimes on the phone.
She does get down. She does.
She knows, you know, she loves you.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. I'm a hairy gorilla. Yeah, that's right, Cam. she's pretty straight and narrow.
He is a good kid.
Yeah, no, she does all right. All right, so this is the last one for the year. I'm not doing a Q&A. I'm really bummed. I did a fun Q&A with Robin Sweet Friday night. That was going to be our Christmas episode, and stupid Spotify for podcasters will not upload the file. I've tried it a bunch of different times, and
we can still upload it to YouTube though, if you would like to go watch and listen.
Yeah, we might have to do that. Like I said, I'm really bummed because it was a fun episode. It was cool to have that chance to talk with Robin. I mean, we kind of bumped into each other at different places, but Yeah, so this is the last one. So if you want to support our sponsors that we have now, you last have chance. Last chance. You haven't. I mean, hopefully you hopefully you support them after. You know, just because they're not sponsoring us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Still good company.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they're not great people and good companies to work with. You know, they just we want to bring in some fresh blood. You know, so we invited some new people in, which next year we'll have a bunch of different new ads running quarterly, so it won't be the same thing over and over and over again. You guys won't get bored of that. But yeah, so if you want to check out those last ones before they're gone next week, you know where to go. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. It's where you're going to find all the links to listen to the podcast and follow the podcast. It's going to be the preferred vendor page where you can get those last minute deals in, save some money, spend some money. You know, they're not going to spend any more money with us, but some new sponsors will, and then we'll bring you that funny. So hashtag money, money, funny. And then the drip shop's got some t-shirts, some hoodies, all that fun stuff. You know, if you guys didn't get anything cool for Christmas, you know, Detail Santa didn't bring you any cool shirts, you can go scoop some there from the drip shop. We are live streaming this to YouTube. As always, the Detail Solutions Podcast is our YouTube channel. Please go and give us a follow over there, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And then the TikTok, the Detail Solutions Pod. You can go follow us there. Jason's putting up the shorts or the reels or the talks or whatever, you know, he pulls off of these episodes, does a pretty good job with them. Some of them are pretty doggone funny, if I'm not gonna, you know, sugarcoat it. They're good. They're funny.
Wow, you struggling trying to give me my flowers, dude. And, golly.
You had enough flowers. God, damn. And lastly, if you are coming to Mobile Tech Expo in Orlando, that is February 1st through the 3rd, in beautiful Orlando, Florida, make sure you go over to mobiletechexpo.com, purchase your tickets, use the code DSP15. That will save you 15% off of all your tickets, whether it's the expo days or the education days. And then while you're there, also hit up mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic. And give us a nomination for the Golden Mic Award. You gotta say something nice about us. You know, I reached out to a bunch of people. As Randy said last time, he said, "Are you guys begging?" And I didn't think about it, but you know, who is it? Was it Salt and Pepper TLC? Ain't too proud to beg.
I am TLC, man. Yeah, TLC.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. So yeah, go over there and please leave us a nom. We definitely need to win that this year. Stats, the TikTok lives are awesome. I'm doing them all the time. You're working, bud. I can't help it that you're not watching them.
I legit thought the TikToks are awesome, man. I didn't really read it all the way.
Nice. He said man. the lives are awesome.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. All right, man. We got a fun one tonight to end out the year. I hope. I mean, I
had fun
at this point. At the end of the year, I don't give a shit. You know,
I had a good time making the PowerPoint for this. And yes, I made a PowerPoint for this. This is a interactive kind of episode.
Exactly. so you want
to? So there's gonna be some funny stuff. So I don't know if I need to say this, but I'm going to. Please don't take any of the jokes to heart. They're all just jokes, and it's out of love. Trust me, it's out of love.
So for those of you that are going to be listening to this tomorrow or next week or whatever, you might want to go and watch this on YouTube or something. So, all right, well, let's jump into the first commercial break. We'll come back. We'll explain to everybody what we're doing if they haven't already gotten it by now. and we'll jump into what could be just a crazy episode. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago when we had the kids on, the young guns, right, the question was brought up, you know, who's your top 10 detailers, right? And I was like, me, right? We had a good laugh about it. But I got to thinking later on that night, the next day or whatever, and I was like, you know, who would be my top 10? And so I came up with this idea of, to have some fun with it, why don't we do like a fantasy football draft? We'll call it the fantasy detail draft. So me and Jason sat down and we took the fantasy football format of a QB, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a flex player, defensive special teams, a kicker, and then four bench players is the standard format for fantasy football. And we changed that, and we came up with, if you guys saw the little graph that Jason made up, we came up with our QB is going to be a trainer. Our two running backs are going to be two paint correction specialists. One wide receiver will be an interior person. Because let's face it, we don't really pay attention to interior people, so we didn't think there needed to be two of them. And one wide receiver per the next wide receiver is going to be our YouTube detailer that we would pick. Our tight end, we figured that's kind of a specialty position, wet sand, right? Like we'll pick our wet sander. And then our flex, we figured, you know, in the detailing shops and detail game, PPF has really become the flex, you know, add-on type service. So we picked our PPF installer that we would choose for our shop. Our defense or special teams is our brand. You know, we picked a brand that, you know, would kind of represent our shop. And then our kicker, because a lot of us don't really do them, kickers aren't used that much, but Marine. Right. So we picked a Marine specialist. Yeah. And then again, just your four bench players, and your four bench players can slot in pretty much wherever you wanted him to slot in, however you pick your however you want to set up your team and your shop. So that's what we're gonna do tonight. Jason and I have already
drafted.
Yeah, we've already drafted our team so that we could make this. So Jason could do the slideshow, this PowerPoint presentation for you guys and everything. But so we already know our picks, obviously, but you guys don't. Hopefully you guys will play along in the comments, maybe, or whatever. The coach does Rocker's Best.
Yeah, we didn't even do coaches, but that's okay. We did mascots though.
Well, because here's the reason. I mean, technically we're the coaches. This is our team. Exactly. So we're the coaches. Yeah. So
that means you're not the coach because you don't do Rockers.
Listen, that fucking Aston Martin that I did last week, y'all kiss my ass about not doing Rockers. That piano black finish was 3-inch and took forever to polish out because some idiot wanted to hit it with a rotary.
You have the first pick.
I do have the first pick. It's a trainer. Hang on. I gotta open one of these up before I pick.
This is an ASMR, bro.
Before I make my pick, I gotta get one of these.
You gotta take a bite?
Yeah, I'll take a bite. Oh.
All right, you ready to jump this
I'm
off?
Ready. Let's go with the trainer. Aaron Knox. How could I not pick Knoxy? See, y'all thought we had broken up because I said that last week. Apparently, I hurt Knoxy's feelings a little bit. Apparently, we're just on a break. But we're back together now. We're stronger than ever. This bromance will never die. That's why I picked Knoxy. Plus, dude.
You got to read it, dude. I did these cards. Read it.
Okay, what? Oh, yeah, because no. Yeah, I'm thinking. Okay, so Aaron Knox, he's from Marietta, Georgia. He's the co-owner of KXK Dynamics. He's the co-owner of Red's Detailing Company. And he knows that Alex Russell is better than him. So, yeah. But I had to go with Knox. I
like that picture.
Yeah, I love that picture too. He's a phenomenal trainer. Come on, man. The guy's just wicked smart. You know, knows too much stuff. So that was my pick for trainer.
All right. So now it's my turn. My QB/trainer is none other. Hold on. It's going to work. Here we go. It's none other than Rennie Doyle. And yes, that is an actual picture of Rennie Doyle being covered and slathered and bukkakied in soap. He is from Big Bear, California. He is the owner of Detailing Success, the founder of the Detail Mafia, and he sure does get triggered very easily.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to trigger him if he ever sees this. Somebody's going to have to take a clip of this. I'll make this a reel and
just text it to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. okay.
And he's my QB because, you know.
Right. I mean, obviously he's a trainer. I mean, come on.
Randy Doyle.
Kind of a no-brainer, right?
He's the Tom Brady of the detail industry.
Exactly. All right, so my first pick for paint correction specialist is Maddie Gibb. Maddie's from Adelaide, Australia. This guy's just, I mean, listen, he's wealth of detailing knowledge. Like, I didn't really know who Maddie was until, you know, we started listening to the Detailing Down Under podcast. But then, like, the more I started talking to people who knew Maddie, and like all of them said the same thing, like guy's just crazy smart, knows what he's talking about, knows detailing. He's a movie collector since 1980. Apparently he once fought a kangaroo. I mean, I thought that was kind of a cam move, but you know, maybe it's just all Australians are, you know, kangaroo fighters down there.
And Cam said that he said, this is going to be a USA only team. Dude, see? Are you wrong?
See? Come on, bro.
You don't even know.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't ask Cam this. I'm going to throw it out there since we're on the Australian thing or whatever. Has anybody seen that that video where the guy was parachuting and he's like coming in for a landing? It's somewhere in Australia. And there's like a bunch of kangaroos around and the kangaroo, like he's trying to land and the kangaroos are like attacking him. And he's like, oh, get off me, fuckers. He's like,
oh, man.
I saw dude. That on the Joe Rogan podcast that Shane Gillis was on. Shane was talking about that one. That was funny.
All right.
Yeah.
And my pick for my first wide receiver is Bill Kilmartin, baby. He's from Loveland, Colorado. He's the owner of Colorado Shines LLC. He is the 2022 Paint Correction of the Year winner. Plus, he was the Paint Assassin of the Year also. And he has the same flaws as Chris Cormie.
Yeah.
Copycat. If anybody has seen his shop, you don't know who you're looking at. You either know if it's going to be Bill's or Cormie's. You got to look who posted it. And anybody who's a Paint Assassin knows that shit, including Bill.
Bill's watching right now. He says, hell yeah.
It's, ah, shit. There that's right, Billy boy.
There you go, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. That made me feel good, man, that one of my draft picks is watching.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
said Bill, only cleaner. Yeah, it is only cleaner.
It's true. It might be because yours is newer, too, Bill.
Bill, you better stay on, man, because you're going to love my fucking second, my other pick after this.
All right. So my second paint correction specialist is none other than Davey P. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce Waukesha. He's
it's Waukesha, bro.
Waukesha. All right. Yeah. He's from Wisconsin. Operating partner of Gloss University, owner of Obert Car Care, used to work for Lake Country, on and on and on. Take his hat off, and he looks like Lex Luthor now. He just decided to shave it, said screw it. Done with it. It's falling out anyways, whatever. Listen, Dave's a solid choice. I picked him just kind of like everybody else that I picked in this list is because honestly, they could fit in any position. I feel Dave's a phenomenal trainer. He's a master wet sander, paint correction guy. Plus, dude, he's just an all around good guy, you know, like, you can't not want to be around Davey P, so I had to go with him.
All right, man. All right. And then my next pick for wide receiver paint correction specialist is none other than Christopher Cormie. He's from Lake Charles, Louisiana, owner of Cormie's Detailing and Ceramic Coatings. He's the 2021 Paint Assassin of the Year, and he runs his shop like a concentration camp. And if anybody's ever been to Camp Cormie, they know exactly what I'm talking about, Bill Martin.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What did you just realize?
So,
you don't have your trophy up, huh?
I do have my trophy up. But you know what? You have Chris Cormie as 2021 Paint Assassin of the Year.
Yeah.
No, that's me.
Oh, you use 2020. Oh, well, my mistake. I don't know. I'm all by heart.
So that kind of leads me to my other question is, so you got Bill, Paint Assassin of the Year.
Yep.
You got Cormie, Paint Assassin of the Year.
Yep.
I don't remember seeing my name on the list. I mean, if you're picking Paint Assassins to be on your team, bro, starting to feel a little left out here.
Look, if I was going to pick another Paint Assassin, it'd be myself, all right?
God damn, man. I'm starting to feel hurt. All right, then. I guess I didn't.
You don't want to give me my flowers. You ain't going to get no flowers for me, dog.
Yeah. Flowers for Algernon. There we go.
All right. You ready?
All right. So my interior pick is none other than Diane Doyle. Listen, I mean, come on. How can you not, dude? She's the queen of interiors. She's from Big Bear, California. She's co-owner of Detailing Success. She's the queen of the detail mafia. And she is the brains behind it all, not Rennie. Listen, like I said, man, it's just a no-brainer. You know, I don't know anybody.
Told me that pick, I was like, damn, didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, man. You know, when you're picking a kick-ass detail squad, you got to pick the best of the best. And I don't know anybody who does interiors, but dude, she does interiors so good that Rennie doesn't even teach that part of the class. You know, he's like, Diane's going to teach this.
She is the brains. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Bill, I guess I should have done Roots Rockers. Maybe you'd have picked me.
So my next pick for interior is none other than Levi Gates, dude. Like he's also a master at interiors, man.
Yeah.
He's from Boise, Idaho. Obviously, y'all know he works at the Rad Company. He gives the best hug. So if you never had a hug by him, you need to get one.
You're missing out.
Missing out.
Missing
and out. His favorite pattern is flannel.
Yeah.
Because if everybody knows Levi, he I swear to God, he has probably flannel blankets, boxers, socks.
Dude, I still think it's funny that you couldn't find a picture of him in flannel to use.
I probably could have. Obviously, I didn't really try. It was his profile picture, so I just took the first thing I saw.
Oh, goodness. All right. My next pick is my YouTube detailer. I'm picking Jim White. He's from across the pond, a.k.a. the UK. He's the owner of White Details. I mean, he's a YouTube sensation. I think he's got, you know, over 100,000 plus probably now. Dude, he's got an awesome accent. You know, on top of that, he was nice enough to come on the podcast last year. And we were the first podcast that he'd ever been on. He was, he's a little skeptical about coming on because, you know, his whole thing with doing the YouTube was he controls it all, you know, and he was a little hesitant about coming on to something that he can't control. So I think Jim does.
Oh, he's a control freak. I should have put that
little bit. Yeah. No, I like the awesome accent a little bit better. He does amazing work, man. I think he does an awesome job. So he was my pick.
My YouTube sensation is none other than the Hairy Housewife. He's also from across the pond in the UK somewhere, and he's also a YouTube sensation. So if you haven't seen him, where he's done work with the Rad Company multiple times, I think he was one of his
I know what you're talking about, the Gram ambassadors.
Yeah, the Gram ambassadors. One of them now. And he's presumed to be very hairy. I mean, with the name of the Hairy Housewife, you know, you got to be hairy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you them curtains match them drapes.
I mean, look at that beard, bro.
I know. I mean, it's such a nice beard. Touche, yeah. Brother. Touche, man.
All right. So let's do our wet sanders, and then we'll go to a break. So my wet sander is, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Jason Kilmer. It was a no-brainer, right?
Comes to mind.
Yeah. I don't know any other wet sanders really that stand out. I mean, I know other guys who wet sand and do really good at it, but I mean, if you want the best, you go for the best. So Kilmer's from Bonnie Lake, Washington. He's the owner of JK Automotive Detailing, co-owner of KXK Dynamics, and he's got the nickname the Sandman. Not because he's gonna put you to sleep, but because he's gonna sand some paint. And homie's not afraid to like sand through some stuff and be like, mm-hmm. fuck it, let's just repaint it and start again. You know. Mm-hmm. Plus he's another great dude to be around. So, you know, how could you not?
Lovable guy.
Yeah.
My wet sand specialist is none other than Esme. She's from somewhere in the Netherlands. And I know she doesn't work at Angel Wax Europe anymore. I just didn't feel like changing it, but she used to. So we can say that, you know, she's a wet sand guru. She's pretty badass at wet sanding. If you see any of her videos, she does a really good job. And she's so badass that she doesn't even need a last name. She's like Prince. Dude,
she's like Madonna.
Adele. Yeah, or Madonna. Cher.
Yeah.
Don't even need a last name.
Exactly. No. That's awesome. All right, let's jump into our first commercial break, and we'll be back.
About your little wheelie journey you had yesterday, how'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, we're back. All right, so moving on, our flex, our PPF. I had to go with Mr. Mike Norn. He's from Houston. He's a general manager at Automotive Film Specialists. He's a creator at Make More Money, and he's a PPF legend. If you guys don't know Mike, I mean, Jesus, this guy has invented so many different like tools and accessories for the PPF industry to use. Plus his shop in Texas is just like mind blowing, dude. It looks like a dealership. It's fucking huge. So, and he's a cool guy. Cool guy to talk to. Jason and I got a chance to talk to him at Tender Battles when we went last year. Had a blast watching them do all that stuff. So, yeah, can't go wrong.
And my PPF person is Bernice Berry. She's from Phoenix, Arizona. Owner of Pure Luxury Tint and Detailing Services. She's a trainer at Onyx Coatings, and she's literally one of the sweetest people in the detail industry. If you never met Bernice, you need to meet her. Like, she's a doll.
Yeah.
And she's a beast at PPF, dude.
She is. Yeah, she is. She's kick ass. That if you want to go do training, go hit up Bernice. She's awesome at
Absolutely,
it.
Man.
Yeah. All right. And then next is our defense or special teams, which is our brand. Listen, when I chose this,
I was butthurt, man. I was mad.
You were.
I was so mad, dude. I tried to trade too. Yo, you want to take this one? And yeah, no, I'll take that one.
Because no. I looked at it as like, okay, if I'm gonna have a brand in my shop, it's got to be a brand that like just can cover A to Z, right? It doesn't just have, because everybody's probably gonna be like, oh man, you didn't pick Aquatech. Listen, I love to pick Aquatech. I love our coatings. But that's kind of all we got, right? Like, I need to run a detail shop. I need some compounds. I need some polishes. I need some pads. I need some liquids, you know? And when I thought about it, it was like, no-brainer. Angel Wax, right? Plus, all the guys at Angel Wax have been awesome to us. You know, we can't, you know,
I love that.
Overlook that. So, so somewhere in Europe, I mean, we know it's you know, I mean, I guess it's,
I really don't know. I know it's Malaysia.
John,
I think
John's in Scotland. John and Matt are in Scotland. But Rick's in the Netherlands, you know, and then Tommy and Rain are here in the States. So, I mean, it's kind of all over, I would say. But yeah, you know, the key members of the group are Rick Vanderlee, John Hogg, the mad scientist, Matthew Yates, who we've had yet to get on the podcast. Like, you know, we've had everybody, but, and then of course our buddy Tommy, and Rain, you know, just great guys. It's great, great brand.
Okay, the factory's in Scotland. So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Somewhere in Europe.
Somewhere in Europe. There we go.
Since he took my pick for brand, I went with Obert Car Care again, trying to stay in the realm of what do they have that can contribute to almost everything in the shop. They have pads, compounds, polishes, window cleaner, tire dressing, soap, fucking, they have it all too, you know? So, and you know, they're also one of our key sponsors. So again, thank you. They're located also in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and their key contributors is David Patterson. That's it. Just David.
David P, man. It's all David P,
AA Lex Luthor, baby.
Exactly. All right. And my marine person, I mean, I don't know a lot of marine people. I know two, so I had a backup in case you were gonna pick. But since I got first pick, I went ahead and took Megan Baker. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's co-owner of Baker's Ceramic Coating and Detailing. She is a marine detailing trainer, and she could probably out detail half of, or I mean, dude, let's face it. She could probably out detail like 90% of the guys in this industry. Like she's kick ass, you know? So
yeah, that's a no brainer to go with Megan Baker. I mean, it's like marine detailing is synonymous with Megan Baker.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think of it and everybody goes, oh, the Bakers, you know, cause it's either her or Rashid, you know, and I know Rashid's kind of gotten, I think, out of the actual detailing. I think he's more into like the repair type stuff now, it seems like, but yeah, I mean, it's always the Bakers. So, but you got a good one.
Who do my marine detailer is none other than Brian Mildren. From Far Delaware, man. Co-owner of DIY Marine Auto and Auto Detailing. Very knowledgeable in marine detailing. I mean, I've picked his brain. He's been on the podcast. So, you know, and he also goes by the nickname Boat Boy that he got christened with that by, I believe he said, a local detailing hater.
Yeah, a competitor.
A competitor / hater.
Yeah.
So I honestly, dude, I like the nickname Boat Boy. I mean, it ain't much of an insult there.
No. I mean, I could think of worse things to be called.
Exactly. Oh boy.
Oh, and he's watching. He's watching. Oh,
all right, boy.
Yeah. Right. So my first bench player, like when I picked my bench people, I was like, man, I need somebody who absolutely can fill in pretty much any position. And I mean, let's face it, Matty Arndt, you know, he's the guy. I can't pronounce all these weird up north names.
Itasca, man.
Yeah, whatever. Illinois. He's from near Chicago. I'm just gonna say that. he's the owner of Matt Specialized Detailing. I think Matt's Wax actually is it Matt Specialized Detailing?
Look, man, I just got the shit off their fucking profiles on Facebook. So whatever it says on there is what it's on here.
He primarily goes by Matt's Wax, which is a funny little story. We still need to get him on the podcast to talk about. He is a trainer at Gloss University, and you know, he's got one of the best voices since Barry White. Dude, I don't know. Did you see him and his wife singing?
I did.
Milli Kalekahana.
Yeah.
The Hawaii's. Dude, they're so good. Both of them.
I love it, dude. He can sing. Yo, look, I'm not afraid to admit this. My pants would drop if he sang to me.
Yeah. I mean, look at that smile, bro. Look at that smile. How could you not love Matt? Damn, you know?
Dude. I swear to God, if he ever sings in front of me, dude, I'm just going to melt.
You gonna throw your panties at him? Be careful, Matt.
All right, my first bench player is none other than Justin Lobato. Look at that fucking picture, man.
He's mean mugging.
You know, he looks so fucking majestic in front of that beach and waves and shit. Yeah, he's from Melbourne, Florida. He's the owner of JL Showroom Auto Salon, former IDA president. And he used to be a professional fighter, so I ain't gonna say nothing funny about him.
Yeah,
and yeah, you can ask him. He literally used to be a professional boxer, dude.
So. Yeah, he talked about it when we had him on the podcast at SDC, I believe.
I don't remember, so long ago.
Yeah, he talked about it. So my second bench player is Jason Rose. He's from Erie, Colorado. He's the global director of training at Rupes USA. He's a 2022 IDA Hall of Fame inductee, and he will literally do anything for some Reese's Pieces. I mean, literally? Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter. I mean, that's what I was told. I mean, I was told if you want Jason Rose to do anything, you just give him a bag of Reese's Pieces.
And I'm going to give him $700 worth of Reese's and Reese's Pieces for a flex machine.
I don't know if he's gonna. He could probably point over to Chris Metcalf and tell you.
Oh shit! I said, flex, man, my bad. I think that new room pass. Jesus Christ! Oh damn, dude.
I mean, that'll be the best $700 bag you ever got. Just be like, hey, Chris Metcalf's right over there. Go see him. He'll take care
of you. Oh my lord, dude. That sucks, dude. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Listen again. I mean, I had to pick it. I mean, he could fall into the trainer. He could fall into wet sanding, paint correction, like, you know, I had to stack my bench, you know, so yeah.
Oh shit, dude. All right, man. My next bench player is Jason Otterness, dude. Look at that majestic looking motherfucker, dude.
Look at him.
Oh man. He's from Manteno, Illinois, owner of Chicago Auto Pros, owner of Car Supplies Warehouse, and obviously he thinks himself as a superhero. Just look at the picture.
I know. He's got the cape going and everything.
Dude, this needs to be a character, Jason. If you ever hear this, watch this, whatever, you need to make this into a character. Like,
yeah,
a detailed superhero. Yeah. Come up with a fucking name for a detailed superhero. Captain Wax Off.
I don't know if we want to go with that name.
Oh, man. Here we go, baby. Here we go.
Half-baked Bruno strikes again. That says.
All right, moving on.
All right, my other bench player is Tony Eye of the Kiger. I mean, he's from Orlando. You know, he's a hometown boy. I mean, actually, he's really from Ohio and then to Las Vegas, now in Orlando. He's a territory manager at Audubon Films. He's a PPF specialist for Ultimate Auto. Although I don't think he does too much with them anymore. And then, of course, you know him from Eye of the Kiger, right? He makes all those cool little checklist sheets and everything like that. Again, dude, you fit this guy in anywhere. Trainer, PPF, wet sand, paint correction, like, you know, just bangers after bangers after bangers on my
Another
side.
One.
Yeah.
Another exactly. one. All right, and my other bench player everybody might find surprising. Oh, Alex sure did.
That's such a good one, dude.
I picked David Firmani. Now, listen, I may not agree with everything that he does or says, but this man is legitimately like an encyclopedia of detailing, whatever the fuck it is. He's an encyclopedia of Porsche cars in general. So I went with him because, like Alex is doing, you can put him anywhere and he will succeed. You know, he's from Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan, owner of Forza Auto Salon. He has a wealth of Porsche knowledge, which I just said, and he loves to take cars apart for no reason. If anybody knows Dave, they know that.
I mean, typically when Dave's taking apart a car, though, there is kind of a reason. Like he's
Alex, getting, shut the fuck up, man. It was a joke.
He's getting that shit nobody else is getting to, right? You know?
Listen, way to ruin a fucking joke, man.
That's a solid pick. No, I get it. My last bench player is none other than Barry Thiel. He's from Mannheim, PA. He's the owner of SB3 Coatings. He's a former infantry, the U.S. Army. Jason had to throw that one in there. I know that because that would
have been my
pick. And he secretly loves Dak Prescott. Again, you know, Barry, trainer. Paint correction, wet sand, like, you know, how could you not throw him into the mix, you know, and get him in a squad? So that's my last pick. That's my last bench player.
My last pick is Brian Guy.
Such a good one.
Again, you can put him anywhere. He's an awesome guy, man. I love him. He's from Orlando, Florida. He works at Color Lock. He's a leather guru, like legit knows probably everything there is to know about leather. He also makes leather products. That hat he's wearing in that picture, he made. He makes awesome bags, dude.
50 of them, too.
Yeah, dude. And he's literally one of the nicest guys in the detailing industry. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, for sure.
If you know Brian Guy, you know that as well. Like, he's just the awesome guy.
Yeah, he probably did buy some from Dallas. We're talking about Barry, not Brian Guy.
Yeah. So we have two more to go. And the last two are our mascots.
Oh, yeah, our mascots. Dude, I forgot about our mascots. Yeah.
Mine's first, and then I put yours. So my first mascot is William Lara from Miami, Florida. And when I told him about this and his name wasn't brought up, he felt butthurt and he felt left out. So he felt left out and he wanted to be drafted as the mascot. So legitimate what he said. Oh, I want to be the mascot. I said, no, say no more. Put you in as my mascot.
And there you go. And then I felt it was only fair that I pick a mascot. I felt I needed to pick a mascot. So I had to pick none other than our boy, Rudy Fraser from Scotland. Yeah, Alex got butt hurt. He didn't have a mascot. So he wanted this guy as his mascot. And his mascot also wears skirts because Rudy does wear some skirts. So.
That's oh my God,
Rudy! Oh Jesus Christ!
You don't like that one? That shit's fucking good.
It's such a good picture, Jesus, Rudy. I'm sorry, I didn't pick the picture. So, so that's it. That's Jason and I's.
Well, no, you got. And, don't we have one more commercial to do? Let's do that. Well, and
yeah,
wrap it.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying that's our fantasy. That's our fantasy detail draft. Mm-hmm. listen, it doesn't mean that those guys are it. I mean, you know, listen, detailers get hurt just like football players do. Mm. You know, somewhere in the season we might have to go to the bench, you know, and pull, you know, pull or the waiver wires, you know, and pull somebody off waiver wires, make a trade for. Something like that. So, Joe Kimble, you never know, bro. You might get pulled off the waiver wire. So make sure you keep them chops up. Make sure you don't let yourself go, you know, and forget.
Yeah, stop talking shit online. Maybe we'll pick you.
Listen, if that's what you gotta do. All right, let's do our last commercial break and then we'll come back and wrap this up. All right, we'll be right back. Whew. Every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all new men on the stick for hitting taller vehicles or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. Hope everybody had a couple minutes to compose themselves.
I can't.
That's such a good picture, Rudy. Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate you being a good sport there. All right, man. So 2023 in the books. We're on to bigger, better things next year, 2024. Hopefully. So we've got some like I've been saying, we got some new brands that are coming on with us. So be on the lookout for those. Listen, they'll be coming on with us if they hurry up and get us an ad. Otherwise, they're not going to have an ad played for them. We'll just talk about their stuff. I don't know. What else you got, bro? Nothing. You're over there fucking around on your phone. You're not even paying attention.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a post.
You can't wait 10 minutes to make a post?
I'll finish it. Do I have anything? This was fun. I had fun doing this. I had fun putting this together. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as we did. Yeah, I mean, 2024, man, hopefully we can still do this again. I mean, we're trying, guys. We're trying
to make it different. We're trying to make it fun. We're trying to keep you guys engaged. Hopefully, we don't want to just be something that's, you know, you just kind of tune in and tune out kind of deal. Sometimes
we want to be a part of your daily lives.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes there's podcasts that I listen to that, you know, like I listen to them because I've listened to them for so long now. I kind of feel like I, you know, got to keep it up. But sometimes they just, I don't know, don't do it. And I just kind of, I'm tuned in, but I'm tuned out, you know, not really hearing the message, not getting what they're saying. So hopefully that's not something that, you know, you guys are doing with us. Hopefully we keep the funny going, the information going and all that good stuff. You know, we had some pretty big goals this year. We did some traveling, which, you know, thanks to our ad sponsors, we were actually able to do, get out amongst everybody, bring the show out to people. We're looking at doing something a little bit bigger next year. Still can't talk about it yet because it's not kind of solid. So, but, I believe when it happens, it's going to be something that's going to be pretty damn cool.
It's going to knock your socks off.
Yeah, I hope so. Cam, I'd love to get some more Aussies on. Put me in touch with some people. The last couple of guys you put me in touch with.
Look, man, we can't take all the Aussies. Y'all have a detailing podcast down there. Like,
yeah, I know. But listen, I don't mind. But the last couple of people you put me in touch with, didn't really feel up to it or weren't up to it at the time. Never really got back to me. So yeah. I'd love to talk to a lot more people overseas. We got to figure it out. Thanks, Michael. We really appreciate that. Sky's is the limit, right? So yeah, that's kind of, I think next year we're just gonna, you know, try to keep doing stuff. Push it a little bit more,
a little bit of the same, a little bit of different, little
yeah.
same.
Listen, we got a banger for you guys to start the new year. Should we tease it?
I don't remember, so yeah, maybe.
So listen, we are gonna start next year. Our first episode is gonna be next Wednesday. What's on your mind? And this one, this is the way to start the year. I'm just gonna say two words. Greg Masterson.
Oh, you're just going to... That's not even a teaser, dude.
that's how we're starting it off.
That's not even a teaser. You're just like, oh, I'm just going to blurt it out.
I mean, but we don't know what we're doing with Greg Masterson other than talking about
it. I legit don't know. I know we talked about it. Now I remember the gears are turning a little bit, but I still don't remember. I remember some of the questions I want to ask him, though.
So. Yeah. Listen, I think it's going to be an amazing episode either way. He actually does have a legit topic that he wants to talk about, and I think it's a really good topic. And if he goes complete Greg Masterson on us, it's going to be awesome. And if he goes Greg Masterson, hey, I've got some information, here's what I want to do, I think it's going to be awesome. So I think it's going to be a great episode either way. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Greg for reaching out to us. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do something with us. So, you know, I think that's kind of the cool thing. Not that I wouldn't reach out to him, because we did when we had him on before, and that was a fun episode. It got all kinds of weird. I think that's how the whole Details After Dark thing came up, was with Greg on that episode. So yeah, I think that's going to be a fun one. And with that, I got nothing else, man. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all the support.
Thanks for making 2023 amazing for us. Cause honestly, it really has been, has been amazing.
Thank you for supporting our ad partners so that they support us. You know, again, just because some of them aren't going to be back next year isn't, it's just their decision. It's not anything on, you know, we didn't perform. I think we did. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the new ones come in and see that. Tommy, I'm looking at you.
No, answer your damn email, bro. Shit.
Just fucking with them. We thank your Wombat, Cam. Yeah. So that's it, man. Let's wrap this up. I'm not gonna drag it out forever. Yes. I'm Alex. He's Jason. Happy New Year. See you guys.
Happy New Year.
Bye.